Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
Team Korea. So, I don't know if you mentioned it at least. Gold medalist of Olympia, several times European championship winner, world champion. So, are there any titles you missed in your career? Not so far, not so
practically
many.
No. Practically no. Not any title. I was always in the teams that were winning the titles.
Yeah. So, which is the next dream comes true then, I guess?
For me it's a privilege that I can still play on the highest level. That's something that is inspiring me, that's something that motivating me. And
so are there any, let's say, tournaments or matches you could really have the best memories or the most emotional memories, maybe, for? So are there any matches or tournaments you say, okay, this is really the most emotional one for me?
Maybe Rome 2009 with national team in my generation, when we won world championship. That was the most emotional tournament in my entire career. Yeah. Because we were really, really young, nobody really expected from us. Not many people around us expected and believed that we could win a world championship in this moment. And that was really, really emotional for me since the beginning of the tournament. I remember that we had some troubles in the group stage, and after we won in the amazing competition, winning four last matches against Italy, Hungary, Croatia, and Spain, practically all the best teams in four matches. So, and that was the first big result of my generation. So that was something immense for all of us.
Yeah. So at least when you say, okay, this is really the first, let's say, big title of this group of people, yeah. So for the country, then it's really the beginning of a.
It was the beginning of our era, I would say. So and from this moment until Tokyo 2021, we were there, and we won a lot, really, a lot of gold medals and a lot of gold medals in a row in one period. So That's why this generation was so special.
This was really then the world championship. What about the Olympic Games? So also all the other guys coming to the podcast, which are also attendees of the Olympic Games, says, okay, this is something for all the players, that really then the biggest tournament and the biggest thing. And how was it for you to attend really the Olympic Games the first time, and then to win it twice? Yeah, so which is to be honest, the best of the best then. And then you mentioned also the story or the history connection with your father. How was then this in your mind regarding your relationship with the Olympic Games?
For every kid probably, and every water polo player, it's like a dream just to go once at Olympics. And that was the same thing with me. So my first Olympics were in Beijing, and it was impressive for me. I saw so many big athletes that before I was watching on the television only. So in one big village, and something completely new for me, comparing to other competitions. You cannot compare it. I mean, it's something different. All the atmosphere of the Olympic Village, all the importance that Olympic Games bring to each athlete. So it is something not comparable to other competitions. Yes, that's something that I could say. When you play and when you are in the water, you don't feel this difference. It's not a different ambience that you never experienced before. Like you play, most of the players play European championships or world championships, big games also before. So when you jump in the water and when the game starts, you don't think anymore about the importance of all of Olympic Games.
The other thing is all the other guys say is, okay, when I attended the first time, it's really, as you mentioned, really overwhelming with the emotions and all the things around the pool. Different culture, different food, so many stars surrounding. And then the next time, when they have the chance to attend the next time, then it's more, okay, I can a little bit more focus on my area. Yeah, so
I agree.
Really, the first time. Yeah, so the first time it's more.
First time is like, yeah, you are a bit shocked. I would say because it's completely different comparing to everything previous. Some of the players went to university games. Yeah, it's similar. And I've been in Mediterranean games before in 2005. But it's comparing to this, it's nothing. So,
And are there any, special memories you have really in front of the knockout phase in those kind of tournaments? Yeah. So when you go in the quarterfinal, semifinal, bronze medal match, gold medal match, for example, so this must be really an unbelievable situation. Yeah. So
it's,
have these kind of thing in front of you.
Yeah. What is the key factor for the Olympics in that you should really isolate yourself and your team from all this entire atmosphere of Olympic Games, of village and this, because it's at the end it's your team and your teammates together with coaches that need to be like, you know, like a stone that in one piece that can react in these specific moments. And this, as you said, this quarterfinal stage is huge. That's probably the biggest pressure that most of the players feel in during the career. This day of quarterfinal is huge. This is huge moment for every athlete. And this is something different comparing to other competitions, because then if you got in your mind, if you pass, you got chance to bring home the medal. If you lose, it's the worst day of your career.
And is there a difference in terms of the feelings or the pressure, for sure the pressure, but from the mental point of view? You mentioned the quarterfinal or the semifinal, for example. But when I would imagine I have the gold medal match in front of me, I think this is maybe then the next level of stress somehow. So is it this case? Maybe not stress, but it's really then
it's
another level of
sport team. I mean, sport on this level. High professional sport, high level of sport, it's full of pressure, tension every day. I would say that's
normal.
This is part
of the business.
It's continuously battle with emotions, I would say, and about the state of your state of mind, individual state of mind, how you look on the facts, how you look on the some specific moment during the competition, and it's pretty much psychology. This exact moment of the competition. So this tournament is very much psychology. The Olympic, especially Olympic Games tournament.
So, are there any, let's say, advice or experiences from your part of you for you,
advice?
Person? So, to be prepared.
Yeah, to be prepared. Yeah, I mean, first of all, each athlete should be very happy that he's got the opportunity to be there in the mm-hmm. highest peak, I would say, in the sport, to just touch this sensation of Olympic Games, of this atmosphere, and that got a chance to maybe fight for the medal at the end. So first idea should be first state of mind should be happiness at the mm-hmm. really beginning, and when you start to talk, it's something that you work so hard during your childhood, during your life to arrive, and then you are there. So first of all, all of the athletes should be proud of themselves. And mm-hmm. then that's what I said before. It's in team sport, it's really important how that you fight together with your teammates in every moment, not just in water for 1 hour, but in every specific moment during the Olympic game tournament.
Yeah, and
you need to survive all the hard moments together. That's mm-hmm. that's the difference between individual and team sports, because these Olympic games, usually the winners are the best teams, not with the best individuals. The winners are the teams that find the best balance between the players, not the one who is the best with the best individuals on the paper. So it's really specific part of preparation. This mental preparation. Many teams are using psychologists. Yes, it's not something that you learn when you are young. How you're gonna react in this moment? Nobody can learn you this. You can be partly prepared during your childhood, during your sport education in junior national teams and this, but this specific moment is something else.
At the end, it's really then to enjoy the moment. Yeah. So not to feel maybe so much pressure, to enjoy the moment.
In my opinion, it is, because you prepared yourself all your career for mm-hmm. this. So it's
absolutely.
And some fear could exist, of course, but it should be like put on the side, because it's confidence comes, in my opinion, comes from the previous work, not from mm-hmm. not from talk.
Yeah. So it's not really a fear, but it's maybe some kind of respect. Yeah.
Of course.
It's a good respect. Yeah. So not to have so much fear and so much pressure that you are not able to anymore enjoy what you're doing. So that's really then influenced by each other.
Yes.
Also, you played also during your national career. You mentioned you won in a row so many titles with so many great other players. What was, let's say, one or two teammates from your current actual career in your national team where you say, okay, these are the, I don't know, two or three persons I would like to play the next couple of years again together? So are there any special teammates from the past during your career where you can say, okay, these are my, favorite?
I had a national team. I had a national team of Serbia, Filip Filipović and Duško Pietlović, I would say. Two of them, we spent a lot of time together. So spent all this period, 15 years together in national team. So these two guys are something different comparing to others. When I could choose some players to play with. Yeah, that would be two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so which goes also then also over the area of the pool. Yeah, so as you mentioned.
Yes, we are closed. Yes, we are still closed. Yeah.
Hanging around.
Yes.
I guess what was your words?
Yeah.
Regarding really the new or actual generation in the national team, I'm pretty sure that you are really close to the national team or based on your history. What is your opinion on the current team of Serbia?
Last year they won Olympic gold medal, so that's the talk a lot about them. So they are still strong. They are still among the best, which is the most important. And I think they could go 3 more years until Los Angeles. They could go in this, maybe with a few changes, but that they could stay among the favorites for medals in any competition. So most of these guys have been played before in a national team, so I know them really, really well. So, and I'm still in contact with most of them, so I wish them all the best in any match and any competition. Now I'm the biggest
when
fan.
They need any advice from you, so they are up they, to
they,
you.
My doors are open always for them. Yes, of course. Of course.
Perfect. Regarding also, we mentioned the point regarding young sports and young athletes at the beginning. What is your view or your opinion on the development these days regarding you young athletes in water polo? I guess you also worked during your off season as a coach. Yeah, so
I worked I had some camps, clinics. Yes, I've been involved in this also.
Yeah, so do or what are your, let's say, most important items which has to be addressed these days, or which are the most important things kids have to learn about water polo these days?
They should not forget to play, but play in sense like to enjoy the game. Yeah, with all the with all due respect for the coaches about the technical skills, tactical skills, but eliminate this sense of this part of joy for any kid. It's not good. So that's something that I noticed, that it's maybe that the kids are maybe because they are playing less than before in front of the house on the streets. Maybe that's the reason why they got less imagination for the game. Maybe that's the reason. That this is something that I'm always, when I speak with the kids, I'm trying to push them to show the this creativity in the during the training and during the game. Yeah, not to bend this. I think that's very important. With all these technical, tactical skills, okay, there are some phases in the development of the kid, every kid, that you need to be concentrate more on swimming, more on passing the ball, more on leg work. But this is the something that I noticed that is missing more and more to younger generations.
Yeah, so not to lose really the fun to play the game.
Yes.
Yeah? So,
yes.
With the underline of play.
Yes.
And also the creativity. Yeah. So we have also these kind of discussions in other sports. Yeah. For example, in soccer or football here in Germany.
Yeah.
When you really train over the last couple of years in all these trainings and development center of each city and so on, really specific of a specific position, after this specific position was not the best way, they have to be more flexible, as you mentioned. Yeah, so they have to really read the game better. So they have to react better, to be creative. And this creativity is not really then available for most of the kids when they're really limited or really specific trained in a specific position. And this, from my point of view, this view about development young kids is really changing every 10 years. Yeah, so
I agree with your impression. Yes, and it changed from my beginning to these days a lot. So it's more than 25 years since I started to work seriously, let's say, in water polo. So it changed a lot. But what is the possibility for coaches today? They got much more knowledge about much more researches about training, swimming trainings, trainings out of the pool in the gym, on the nutritional facts. So it's like we said before, for kids, they get too many options, and they got possibility to find something good from these options. And for the coaches, it's more simple. They got really much more knowledge that they can reach than before, 25 years ago or 30.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's more public. It's more reachable than before.
And also the content on the information for coaches, for example, is reachable, and it's available, and it's much more available during these days. But it's not easy to find in most of the cases, let's say. And maybe this is something the coaches, area, community, whatever, can maybe be a little bit more better to exchange information between each other and have meetings online, in presence, whatever, so that there's more exchange between the coaches. Yeah, so and this is maybe the piece I would like to enhance a little bit more, and it's really missing from my point of view, the exchange of information, experiences and opinions and whatever. Yeah, so this is maybe something we can do a little bit more better than in the future.
Definitely, I agree. There's a big space to improvement in water polo in any aspect.
Yeah. So maybe then we have the chance to improve here with a little podcast and the information.
That's the good way, of course, for everyone who is interesting to listen and to hear something, some different point of view. Maybe yes. Mm-hmm. Why not? That's the good start.
So. Coming to the actual situation, maybe from you, what are the next big things coming up for you? Yeah, so it's now the summer break, more or less, it's over. Sometimes
it's over. No, I did already 1 month of preparation with my current club. So I'm in Kragujevac, Radnički. We are starting the season on Saturday. We will start this year. We will play a regional league. Serbian and Montenegrin clubs will play together league. Eight top clubs from five from Serbia, three from Montenegro will play the first division, and nine more, I think, second division. So 14 rounds plus the final four, and I think it will be in the June, next June. So you should come to watch, why not? And it should be somewhere on the open pool. That could be very interesting. First time that they, and in my opinion, that's very, very positive that they decided to move it more in the summer. So it will be first time actually that we will play some important club competition in the summer, because it will be end of June. And end of June.
Mm-hmm. I have to mark this in the calendar then.
Okay. I'll tell you the dates. And after the Final Four of Champions League. So Malta, I think it's 11th to 13th of June, and that would be end of June, the original Final Four. So that's the really start of the season, Saturday. And then in October, Champions League starts, and we will have this break in the December and January because of European Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I'm happy to take a part in another season and another season of Champions League.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, are there any expectations from you for the league at least? So
I think we are the first favorite in the league, in this regional league, and in Champions League we got, of course, big expectations. Very good team, and we are our first goal is to go in the Final Four. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think based on everything I heard so far, so regarding the actual preparation phase and the team around you, so why not? It's good to go in the league with a good feeling, so with a good goal, why not? And so I wish you all the best then for the league. For sure. So maybe when it fits to the schedule and the calendar next year, so why not to come to Montenegro or to Croatia again? Yeah. So
Montenegro or Serbia, yes, for the Final Four of the regional league, yes.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So I have to think about a little bit more about that. So we close. So I would like to close the talk today with you with a little five fast questions.
Okay.
At least maybe a fast answer from you.
Okay.
So the first one is your usually pre-game ritual. So are there any items?
I when I make my cap, I put double, how you say, I don't know. I make double hit. That's the only really thing that I'm doing all the time.
Okay, so when you do it only once, that's maybe not a good sign.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So it counts sometimes on the small things. Yeah. So the most important goal or match of your career.
Olympic finals, maybe, yes. I would say yes. So goal, I don't know, actually, really, the goal. But most important match, two Olympic finals, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. If not water polo, what other sports would you do?
Maybe basketball or handball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of them.
Which is also very popular, yeah, in your area. Yeah,
so, basketball is popular, very, very popular. Handball was popular, so now at the moment. It's not like in Germany, not so big.
Yeah, so basketball is also very popular in Germany during these days.
I know. I was following this.
So I think this question we already covered. Favorite teammate you ever played with?
So these two guys, yes, I said Petlovic and Filipovic, yes.
Mm-hmm. Are there any or which German player or team you remember the best or the most?
I remember a lot of them, really. I remember this. I remember very well this generation of Mark Police, mm-hmm. Heiko Nosek, the goalie Cigir, mm-hmm. and Serbian guy Marko Savic was playing for a long time in Spandau and national team. So I remember this, and I remember this younger generation, Moritz Euler. I remember the coach Hagenstam, of course. And I remember all those players in that played in my generations. Now I'm not maybe best at the names, but yes, I remember. And Germany was in one period very good. Very good rival.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe then we come back to this situation somewhere in the future. Yeah, so it's good to hear that you remember Mark Polit in this case, because it's coming from the same club like me or myself.
Really?
So he's starting together with me playing in the second league in Laatzen. I don't know, 30 years ago. It's a long time ago. So water polo community, it's sometimes a little bit small community sometimes.
It is, but it's also the quality of water polo community, because you can connect with a lot of people.
Absolutely. Yes, and you really then connected, as you mentioned, over the pool above with the same kind of people or same group of people over the last 30, 40 years. Yeah, so it's really a friendship based on the water polo.
Yeah, it's true.
Cool. So that's it. So you're done with the five questions at the end. So in this case, it really was a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for your time. Taking the time to talk with us, as already mentioned before, so maybe then we have the chance to see each other somewhere around the world, water pool.
I hope. It was a pleasure for me as well. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome, and all the best then for the next season for you and your team, and wish you a nice day.
Thank you. You too. For you too.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm through.